Okay, make sure you're in fellowship. We'll go ahead and finish up these analysis points, and I'll go ahead and let you out early again today. Fairly large band coming in, so it's only going to get worse what's coming down, so I'll give you a little head start and take a break myself. All right. We're looking here in regards to Psalm 90. We were reading it last class in Moses' understanding of doctrine. Recognizing the attributes of God, His eternal life, His omnipotence, His omnipresence, His majesty, if you will, the greatness of Him. Reading there Psalm 90, finish up verse 13. Do return, O Lord, how long will it be? And be sorry, or have compassion, if you will, for your servants. Oh, satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all of our days. Make us glad according to the days that you have afflicted us, and the years we have seen, and your work appear to your servants, and your majesty to their children. And let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. That those things count, the vindication, the glory that comes with those who will do it right. Moses understood all these things just as we do today. So 32, page 15 of our notes. The depiction of God here as a being that needs to investigate a situation on earth is a clever and dramatic way of showing the puniness of man's great achievement when set alongside the Creator's omnipotence. Again, the feats of men, obviously, are fairly astounding in many cases, etc. But when compared to God, they are nothing. He is the creator of all things, essentially, in this regards. You cannot surpass Him. Why battling? Why opposing? You know, that's the idea. 33, obviously, God does not have to investigate a matter as men have to, as He knows all things at all times, past, present, and future. Job 11:11. For He, God, knows false men, and He sees iniquity without investigating. Based on His omniscience, He's always known all things at all times. Nothing gets by God. Don't fret over other people's seeming successes, as it looks like maybe often we are left in the dust, forgotten, being oppressed, and all the other things that Satan's world brings upon men through the sin nature. God knows these things. He's keeping track of everything, and He will respond accordingly and appropriately in this respect to all for what they have done in regards to their lives. And nothing's going to catch God off guard. 34, we've already seen that He knows the thoughts of men. Back in Genesis 6, verse 5, in regards to the antediluvian period, pre-flood, then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Unbridled STA lifestyle and pursuits. Compare Psalm 94:11. The Lord knows the thoughts of men, of man, that they are a mere breath, fleeting. God's thoughts are eternal. And also 139, Psalm 139, verses 1 and 23. Psalm of David, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. God knows the very intents of our hearts. He knows all aspects of us, what we're going through in life. Our very thought processes, even before we will even think them. And then verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. That is not a prayer of the unbeliever, the negative reversionist. They don't want God to know what's going on. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. It's a call to test his polyvolition. This is what I claim to believe. If I'm fooling myself, let me know. And he does that through testing in that regard often. So 35, the cal perfect now of the verb built in our verse. The city and the tower which the sons of men had built, Benah. The cal perfect of the verb built indicates that the very first temple tower of human invention was completed. God allowed them to complete the tower. The city, obviously, an economic situation would continue on to a certain point, but even that's going to cease. All right. Well, if the weather holds out, I'll see you Tuesday evening. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light and see things. In Jesus' name, amen.